the Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Got a fine cold devil for the hour. He is Bill Press from the Bill Press Podcast, a friend of ours. Coming up in the next big hour, we got former U.S. Attorney James Santel going to talk about lots of stuff legal. But Bill Press, I've got to ask you, my friend. U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday, Mississippi case. And all indications were for, I guess, the after-the-fact coverage, because I didn't hear it live yesterday, Bill. I'll admit I was doing some business. But I did listen to a lot of the coverage after the fact, and it seemed as if a lot of the conservative justices, based upon the tone of the questions they were asking, seemed like they were more than willing to set aside the quote-unquote arbitrary data viability and overturn Roe. What was your impression, Bill?
Well, first of all, we have to accept the fact that you cannot always tell from the questions asked at the oral arguments how the court ends up. Let's just establish that, okay? Having established that, I think what we learned yesterday was that the six justices, they finally have the numbers they need. They don't care about precedent. They don't care about the law. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about women's rights. They believe, and I'm talking about John Roberts, Chief Justice, the two holdovers, Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas, and the three newbies, the Trump newbies, they believe they've got the votes. So damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. They are going to overturn Roe v. Wade when they vote in June. If not, they will gut it to the point that there's nothing left. I think it's a sad day for America. It's a sad day, particularly for American women, who think about it. This is 48 years, right, since Roe v. Wade was by a 7-2 vote. Was approved by the enacted by the approved adopted by the Supreme Court. So most American women today, alive today, have grown up, right, with the belief that their rights are protected by the Constitution and they have a right to control their own bodies. That's going to be ripped away from them. As something the Republican Party has been trying to do for the last 50 years. They finally have enough votes and they're going to do it. And then the war starts, as far as I think, because it's going to go back to the states and it's going to be a war in every single state. And if this is what the Republicans want for 2022 to run on this as their number one issue, then you know what I say? Bring it on, baby. CBS News reported yesterday their latest poll. 62% of all Americans say, leave Roe v. Wade the way it is. They're not saying we're pro-abortion or anti-abortion. They're just saying, leave it the way it is. The last thing America wants, I believe, right now, is a war over abortion. That's what the Republican Party, these extremist nutsos, want. 60% of men say, leave it the way it is. 65% of women say, leave it the way it is. So if they think that they can overturn Roe v. Wade and then just walk away from it, they're wrong.
Well, Bill, Sotomayor, often, scathing in her dissent, yesterday talked about the fact they would have to completely ignore precedent because it's not just Roe. It was twice upheld, this standard. Effectively. So it's not one-time precedent and, a slight turn in the winds of the court. I mean, this would be a tremendous change in strictly the politics of the court. And that's what makes it so distasteful is this was decided law twice upheld. And the only thing different, it's not the facts. It's not the circumstance of the law. It's purely the makeup of the court, Bill.
Right. I want to get that. By the way, I just have to say, Susan Collins, this just proves what a total idiot she is, right? Susan Collins. Oh, yeah, I believe Brett Kavanaugh. Boom, boom, boom. Number one. Number two, It proves that every one of those justices who are going to vote this way lied under oath in front of the United States Senate, because every one of them said Roe v. Wade is accepted law, or whatever that phrase is, right? After 50 years, that's the law of the land. Every one of them said it was basically sacred territory. They were lying through their teeth. To your point about Sonia Sotomayor, there are two issues, I think, in front of in this decision group. The one is the one we talked about, that a woman has a right to control her own body, and this decision is going to take that away and make American women second-class citizens. But the other issue, and Sonia Sotomayor is the only one who addressed it yesterday, maybe she's the only one who gets it, right, is that it's the legitimacy, the credibility of the Supreme Court that's at stake.
The court itself.
The court itself. She said, I'm paraphrasing here, the question is, are we going to be able to survive the stench when people believe that the Constitution and reading the Constitution are political acts? And I think what she really meant was, in fact, when I heard it, this is what I thought she said. Can we survive the stench when the public perception is that we are nothing but political hacks? And that's what they are, political hacks, all six of them. That's all they are. They believe that their job is to implement and bring about the Republican Party agenda, not the law of the land.
Bill Press, if you'll indulge me, Fancy Brand, ever vigilant, we have the Sotomayor. Let's play it for the people.
Please. Will this institution survive the stench that this creates in the public perception that the Constitution and its reading are just political acts?
And the short answer, Bill, might be no.
I think no. Yeah, by the way, doesn't that sound like she says political hacks? I'm telling you, that's what I heard. Political hacks.
Maybe. You just read between the lines, Bill.
I wish she had taken the gloves off and looked at John Roberts and Clarence Thomas and said, political hacks. That's what they are. No, I think the answer is no. And you know what this is? This is the ultimate act in Trump's deliberate campaign to undermine our basic democratic institutions. The Justice Department, right? Used to think of it as independent, not under Bill Barr, right? Or Jeff Sessions. Defense Department. He tried to undo that by putting the military out in the streets to overturn the election. The federal pardon process. Yeah, he just ignored that whole thing, gutted that whole thing. Instead, he just gave pardons to his, you know, crony, corrupt friends. And now it's the Supreme Court itself. So one by one, our democratic institutions that they've taken on. And that's what this is all about. Well, hey, let me ask you this question, right? And to our listeners. So why did Texas pass this,
6-week abortion ban where citizens are deputized vigilantes?
Right. Why did they do that? Why did Mississippi pass this 15 weeks? Why is this Mississippi case even in front of the Supreme Court? Why have 12 states already passed laws that say that once the Supreme Court acts, abortion will be illegal in those states? You know why? Because it's the math. They know that they've got new justices on the court. They finally have enough votes to do it. It's all political. It is all political.
And Bill, I guess it's been a long game and a long time coming. And quite frankly, they better be careful what they wish for, because the die is now cast. The oral arguments have been heard, and one must assume they're going to vote and someone's going to be assigned this decision, and it's probably going to be from the conservative majority. And next June, let's say late June, they're going to roll out a ruling, Bill, and it's either going to eviscerate Roe v. Wade, overturn Roe v. Wade, and it's going to turn the politics on its ear. Well, you're a wiser sage than I, Bill. What's that going to mean in the midterms?
I'll tell you what that means in the midterms. That means bad news for the Republicans in midterms, which is why I keep saying, I think I've said this on the show before, you know, Democrats, stop talking about how it's inevitable that Republicans are going to take over the House. No, it's not. Now we know what the Republican agenda is. This is their message for 2022, okay? First of all, it is that the 2020 election was stolen. That has to be part of your platform. Joe Biden's illegitimate. Donald Trump won in 2020, number one. Number two, you don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to get vaccinated. COVID is phony. COVID is phony. It's nothing but the flu. And now, number three, women are second-class citizens. They're going to run on that. Really? Good luck with that. You know what this is? This is the dog that chases the car and finally catches the car and then rues the day. And Republicans will rue the day when this decision comes out.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got the finest guest. He is my co-devil, Bill Press from the Bill Press Podcast. You know him from all sorts of political punditry. Bill, let's get back to the phones. Lots of folks want a piece of Bill Press. First up, I believe my pal Pizza Box Mike. Pizza, say hi to Bill Press.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Hey, man. Good to talk to you.
What? 10 years or more since we met, and it's not gotten any better. But I like the point you made, you know, about this isn't about being for or against abortion. It's actually supposed to be about the choices that we make, right? And that's what the Republicans are always talking about, freedom and choice. This is about them taking away your freedom to choose, people, on everything. All the way to, like, polluting your water and your air, everything, taking away local control. This is about taking away your freedoms. You know? And I like your analogy. I think it should backfire, too, if we make it to 2022 as a nation. But other than that, next time you come to Madison, look, it's 50 degrees right now on December 2nd, and we're only, like, 50 miles away from the sunny side of South Beloit. Get it?
Oh, that's legal weed, Bill. You can get it real close and real cheap now.
I have heard that there is some legal weed in Madison. Somebody told me that once.
Well, it's not legal, but, you know, there's plenty of our friends that are in the CBD business, and, you know, the legal stuff's 45 minutes away, Bill. We'd show you a good time, I assure you. We always do. 844-967-2789. Be a part of the Devil's Advocates and say hi to my friend Bill Press, Jake from Milwaukee.
Hi, yeah. I personally think that we've seen in Wisconsin that precedent doesn't matter. Our Supreme Court is a full-bought whore of the conservatives and Republicans. But you also got to remember, none of this would have happened without the Federalist Society. You know, those guys are hell-bent on having a totalitarian-style governments in the United States. And as much as I would love to call them a terrorist organization, which I believe Federalists are, I don't think anyone else should even ever believe or say that a Republican conservative, from politician to a judge, is doing anything in good faith or doing anything objectively, because their whole thing is control and domination. And now we're coming up with the fruits. And I think they're going to try to have their cake and eat it too, but I don't think it's going to work that well. What do you think, Bill?
Appreciate your call, Jake.
First of all, you're absolutely right about the Federalist Society. It is impossible to get appointed a judge today as a conservative unless you're a member of the Federalist Society. The president has to use their list. Members of the Senate, everywhere, they have to use their list. I tell you one thing. I just wish, as Democrats, that we had the same passion toward getting good people on the court, good people who respect the Constitution on the court, as the Republicans did. I hate it, but I don't blame them. They were smart to do what they did, and it's paying off for them. And damn it, we better take a lesson and get our own, whatever we want to call it, right? Call it the Obama Society, for I care, and start picking out some good judges and then insisting that these are the people you've got to pick.
I agree with you, Bill Press, because you're a smart guy and you're a friend of mine and you're my fine coat devil. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates.
What is that smell?
Will this institution survive the stench that this creates?
That's the smell of desire, m'lady.
You know how long it takes for that smell to come off? Scrub all you like. It'll stick around for at least 2 days.